Welcome to day 109. We are up to Perakei Mishnah Beis. I think my voice is slightly stronger than yesterday, so hopefully you'll be able to hear me a little bit better. We've been discussing until now what is the maximal distance between two rows of vines such that they would combine to create a vineyard. And it matters whether something's a vineyard because between a vineyard and another sort of produce, you need to leave 4 amos of space. But between a bunch of single vines and other sorts of produce, you only need to leave 6 tefachim space, 1 amma. So whether something is considered halachically a vineyard or not really does matter. Our Mishnah is not going to discuss the maximal distance, but the minimal distance between rows. Can you plant rows so close to one another that they would still not be considered a vineyard? Says Mishnah Beis, Kerem Shehu Natua al Pachos, Pachos me arba amos. If you have rows of vines that were planted within 4 amos of one another, Rabbi Shimon Omer eino kerem. Rabbi Shimon says that is not considered a vineyard. Why not? We've seen this a few times, that a vineyard requires 4 amos of empty space next to it. That is called the avodas hakerem. That is the space that you need in order to work the vineyard. It's the distance that you need in order to fit a plow through there. If you don't have that, Rabbi Shimon Omer eino kerem. It is not considered a vineyard. Vineyards have those 4 amos. The chacham omrim kerem. The Chum say, no, it is considered a kerem. It is a vineyard. How can that be? Everyone holds you need a kerem. Everyone holds you need those 4 amos. So how do the Chum say it's still a kerem? Says the Mishnah of Rowan Esa Emtsayos Ki'ilu Einam. We look at the middle rows as if they don't exist. What does that mean? So imagine you have rows 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And between each row, you only have, let's say, 3 amos. The halacha is that you can look at rows 2 and 4 as if they don't exist. So now you just have 1, 3, and 5. And between 1 and 3, there's more than 4 tefachim. Between 3 and 5, there's more tefachim. How does that work? What justifies the Chacham looking at it this way, such that you can just pretend that 2 and 4 don't exist? So the Mefarshim explained, the Barthinur explains, that farmers would often do this. This is common practice, that they would plant a lot of rows very close to one another, even though that is not the normal practice, even though that's not normally how you plant a vineyard. They would do that to begin with. They would wait to see which rows ended up being stronger. They would leave those into the ground, and the weak ones they would uproot and use for other materials. They'd use for the wood, whatever it was. So ultimately, end of the day, they would only ever have rows that have 4 amos or more in between them. And because they planted them with that in mind, we can look at it even right now as if rows 2 and 4 don't exist. Rabbi Shimon disagreed. Rabbi Shimon says you can't look at it that way, either because farmers don't plant with that intention or because even though they do plant with that intention, right now, rows 2 and 4 do exist. So you can't look at it as if that will be uprooted later on. V'chum say you can, and therefore you pretend that only 1, 3, and 5 exist, and that is considered a vineyard. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Charetz shu over bekerem amok asar v'rachav arba. If you imagine you have a ditch that runs through a field that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, im hayem afulash me rosh hakerem ad sofo. If it spans the length or the width, the full length or the full width of the vineyard, then harezen nira kevein shnei kramim. Then it splits the vineyard. It looks like there are two different vineyards, one on one side of the ditch and the other kerem on the other side of the ditch. And then zarim besocho, then you can plant inside the ditch because it looks like you have one vineyard, then a separate field of other sorts of produce and another vineyard. It's very clear that that's true, and therefore you're allowed to do it v'imlav. But if it doesn't span the entire width or length, harehu kegas. Then it has a lach of a wine press. A wine press was something that also had the same measurements, but it did not span the entire width of a vineyard. So what's the halacha by a wine press? The hagash of a kerem, says the Mishnah, if there's a wine press in the middle of a kerem, amuka sara rechava arba, that's again 10 tefachim deep but four tefachim wide. But again, it would generally not, a wine press would not span the entire width. It was just in a small area of the vineyard. So then, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zorim Besilch. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're allowed to plant in the middle. It's just like the last case that we saw. It's just like one that spans the entire field. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it has the exact same halacha. It doesn't matter whether a ditch spans the entire field or not. You're allowed to plant in the middle. The Chachamim Ostrim, the Chum say you're not allowed to. Why not? The Chum say that if it's just a small wine press, so to say, it doesn't span the entire width, but it's just in the middle of the vineyard, then it just looks like it's surrounded by a vineyard on all sides. It just looks like it's part of the vineyard. And then if someone's looking at it, it looks like you just planted produce right in the middle of the vineyard, right? It's literally the same thing. But if it spans the entire width, then it's very clearly dividing up the kerem, and therefore you would seem like kerem, it would look like a kerem on one side, a kerem on the other side, and then a separate field in the middle. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in the previous Mishnah said that if it doesn't span the entire width, then it's just like a wine press according to the Chachamim, who say that a wine press you would not be allowed to plant a different sort of produce in the middle. Shomer Shabakarim, Kavoa Asara Chava Arba. If you have a hill, it's called like a watchman's hill, a guardian's hill, whatever it is. It's where it's a higher altitude, so you'd be able to stand on top and look at the whole vineyard. So you have this, if you have this hill in the middle of a vineyard that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, Zohar and Besocha, you're allowed to plant a different sort of produce on top of that hill. Vim Hayaseir Kotesh Aser. But if the vines on either side were to go over the hill and kind of tangle the vineyard, the vines would tangle above it, then it would not be considered a separate area. Then it's very clearly, it looks like one vineyard, and you would not be allowed to plant a separate sort of produce on top. Because again, it's like the vineyards on each side are really combined, and now it's just one big vineyard, and obviously not a plant in one vineyard. That is Mishnah Gimel. We'll continue with Mishnah Dalet tomorrow.